Now batting for the Brewers Radio Network, play-by-play announcer Lane Grindle.
High fly ball, deep right field. Rowdy Tellez has done it again.
On Wisconsin's Afternoon News.
Lane, good afternoon. How are you?
I'm wonderful. Good afternoon, everybody.
What an interesting road trip. So the Brewers take care of business big time in Chicago. They play some tough games in L.A. against a very good team and get swept. And then they take out the first place Rangers and break out the brooms. What a great way to end the trip. What a great road trip all in all.
Yeah, I mean, that's an outstanding trip. To go 6-3.
Are we skipping that one?
Through those nine games and through those three cities. That's a really good trip for the Brewers. And I mean, you look at their three long trips this year. Their three-city trips. They went 7-3, 7-3. And 6-3. It's really incredible they were able to pull that off in all three of those trips, because there were some tough cities and some tough teams along the way. I mean, they had to go through San Diego and Seattle on that first one, along with Arizona on the front end of it, and then of course Cleveland, New York, and Pittsburgh in that second one that spanned June and the beginning of July. So they've done a good job on the road this year. It's been impressive.
Do you spray the guys down with champagne on the flight, Lane? What was that flight like home?
Honestly, it was very laid back. You know, you had the flight Thursday night from L.A. to Texas. And so we got in at, I think it was 5:30 before I got, you know, under the sheets in my bed on Friday morning. And so you just slept for a few hours, really, and then you were up and getting ready and going to the ballpark. And I think everybody worked off adrenaline the rest of the weekend, pretty much. And so you tried to catch up on sleep the best you could. But really, when people got on the bus yesterday and on the plane last night, you could see everybody was like, okay, we can take a deep breath. I mean, not me as much as the players, but they could take a deep breath. They could relax and get some rest. I think the off day today is a big deal. They needed it getting ready for this series against the Twins.
Yeah, you said something I think sometimes get lost, right? When you talk about a three-city, nine-game road trip, right? You're playing pretty much every day. But to get in to Arlington, Texas, I mean, it's 105 degrees out. It's 5 a.m.
Yeah.
You just got swept by the Dodgers. And I don't know what time their call time to the park was, but I'm guessing it was, you know, 2 o'clock, 3 o'clock maybe. Like, that's a crazy turnaround to go and dominate one of the best teams in baseball. Like, that's not easy. And the Brewers did.
That's a culture series. I mean, you know, I think we say that a lot in like high school sports and in college sports about, you know, the culture and the, hey, that's a culture win, right? When things are stacked against you and you just go out and you win anyway and show your toughness and your grittiness and your ability and willingness to play together. And I think that's what you would say about that series in Texas, is that was a culture series. That was Craig Counsell and the culture he's created here since the 2015 season in May. But really, I think he laid the true foundation for this that offseason and spring training of 2016 moving forward. This has been a group that has been gritty, that has competed, that has won close ball games, and that enjoys being at the ballpark and around each other for the most part. Over that stretch, that's been a theme of Brewers baseball. And I think that's how you win series like that and sweep series like that, because I think lesser teams with lesser culture would have let that 1-0 loss on Thursday fester and maybe, you know, and brew a little bit and then be a problem for them the next week, you know, in the subsequent series, because you're tired and you're cranky and you're just like, I don't want to do this today. But that wasn't the case for the Brewers. They showed up ready to go and take care of business, and that's exactly what they did.
Did you sense any bit of deflation, Lane, after the games in Los Angeles? Like, it felt like a couple could have gone the Brewers' way. They just didn't. They didn't get many lucky bounces. Like, it just didn't work. Whatever happened. But did you sense that it affected anybody in the clubhouse?
I don't think it had a huge effect on anybody in the clubhouse. Although I'll say this, you know, Willie Adames had that tough night Thursday with the four strikeouts and, you know, making the last out of that game. And the way he responded to it, it made you feel like that must have had some sort of an impact. It may just be coincidence that he showed up in Texas and swung the bat better and had better selection within the strike zone of what he was swinging at. But it also, I mean, it just could have been a coincidence, but that did feel like, wow, you know, here's a guy that understands he's having a tough year. You know how much he cares. I mean, anybody that knows Willie knows how much he cares. And now he's come out here and just been incredible through two games. It felt a little bit like a reaction to that. Again, it's probably a simple way of putting it because I don't know that we can actually attribute it to it. But overall, no. To give you a long answer to that, these guys are used to playing 162 games, and they have been in the fight so much over the last 5-6 years really now that they're used to this. They know they can't hit the panic button, that they can't overreact to one loss or one series, and they do a really good job of keeping an even keel through it all. I mean, just like you might have expected it to be, you know, a loud, boisterous plane on the way home last night, you might have expected everybody to have these really long faces on the plane Thursday night, and I would say neither was really true. You wouldn't have known a whole lot different between the two teams and the two results if you were on either plane, other than you would have maybe seen some guys just realizing we got a long night ahead of us on Thursday as we were getting on the plane, getting ready to head to Texas. And I think that's a mark of a team that, again, has culture, has maturity. They understand what's in front of them. And the veterans have been important in that with this season in particular because there's so many young players. But guys like Christian Yelich have been really important in helping guys figure out this is how we do things here. Brandon Woodruff, Corbin Burns on the pitching side, Freddie Peralta. You can go down the list. These guys have been there and they've done that, and they know what the expectation of Brewers baseball is, and they've done a nice job of relaying that to the younger players in this clubhouse.
All right, so hot dogs and steaks in Chicago, whatever they eat in L.A., barbecue in Texas. What was the most fun thing you ate on the long extended road trip?
Oh, man. Well, I'll tell you, the most surprising, I wouldn't say surprising, I anticipated it to be good, but the meal that hit home the most for me that I was like, wow, you know, that was exactly what I needed was a Poke Bowl in L.A. Josh Maurer and Mike Vassallo and I did like an 8-mile walk around the Rose Bowl in 195-degree heat.
Wow.
And we were exhausted, and we went straight to the Yard House. People know what a Yard House is. They're all over the country. And we sat down and got big glasses of water, and that's what I ordered. And, I mean, I needed something. And that nailed it. Now, there's a great breakfast spot in Pasadena close to where we stay called Marston's. And it looks like a little tiny house. And you go in there, and it is hard to find a better brunch than that. I mean, they deliver every time. And you will find a good chunk of the Brewers traveling party in at Marston's on those mornings before night games because it's a pretty popular spot and it's very accessible from where we stay.
All right, so Levering texted me a picture on Sunday, and I don't know what kind of access he has, if it's different than yours, right? The credentials have different levels of access. But mm-hmm. He sent me a picture, and Lane, there's probably 30 briskets on this rolling cart. And I was like, where in the world are you
Whoa,
right now?
So look at that.
I'm showing that to John right
That's
now.
That's amazing.
And he said, I'm at the ballpark.
What?
What?
Well, so Jeff found, when we got dropped off at the ballpark by the bus, you would take an elevator down to the event level and then back, and then you had to walk around to a different elevator to go up to the press box. Jeff found, because he's crafty like this, he found a way through all of the refrigeration units and all of the food service hallways. And so he didn't have to go down. He could just go through there and then find our elevator and go up. He kind of skipped a step, which, I mean, good on him. And that's probably where he found that, was back there where all the food service stuff was going on.
It's incredible. There's no joke. There's like 30 briskets.
I don't know if that's code, though, right? Like, he
just sitting
out.
Doesn't
have a hairnet in. He didn't have gloves on. I don't know if he was supposed to be back there.
A very good point, right? He just sent me the picture with a caption underneath that said, nice racks. That's all he said. Yes, indeed.
That's why you opened it so quickly.
Full of brisket.
You saw the caption.
We did it. We did have brisket at the ballpark in Texas on Saturday, I believe. And it was, you expect it to be good in Texas.
Yeah.
It was very good.
He is Brewers broadcaster Lane Grindle. Always fun, Lane. Thank you so much on your off day for making some time for us.
Absolutely. Appreciate it, guys.